Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know. They should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking it, blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale, like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist. You
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time, but if no one else gets anything out of that book, get Chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AJ Dicko, AJ Dicko, 3-5. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them, and they act right.
Okay. I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
Yeah, yeah. See, I thought that, yeah, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, we are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron L., who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there, there was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
Thank you, Jesus.
Is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to ATAZP Live, your host T-A-Z, on a different night. Normally we do this on Thursday, but I have one of my friends on MySpace, writer, composer, singer, arranger. What else you do, man? You the manager, too,
he do everything. This is Reggie Hamilton.
What's up, everybody? What's up?
My man who throws down. I heard a couple of the songs, and I had to have you on the show. Also on the line, we got Paula Patton Ross. Paula?
Hey. What's going on? Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can hear you. I can hear you now.
Okay. Good evening, everyone.
How you doing, Queen? How you doing?
Hey, brother. What's going on?
Doing well. Good. Doing well.
Reggie, the first question I want to ask you, I want you to tell the people exactly how you got started before we get into some of this music. I want to know how you got started into doing music.
I've been doing music for a while. I've actually been playing since I was 2, beating on drums and whatnot, but started getting serious about it when I was 7. Started playing violin, drums, bass, guitar. Play a total of 27. So from the age of 7 to 19, it grew from 1 to 27 total. And the biggest icon for me was Prince, because we related a lot and doing the music and whatnot. So I saw the artistry and saw the point of doing everything yourself and not letting anyone sit there and determine your fate and where you're going to go and what you're going to do. So you take the reins in your hands and do everything under your own merit and what God allows you to get with the talent that he's giving you, and just do everything you need to.
So name some of the instruments. I guess it's the basics, but just go on and name some of the 100 instruments that you do play.
There's a total of 27 instruments. Started with drums, bass, guitar, keyboards. Taught myself how to play keyboards at the age of 11. Took me 3 months to do it. Playing with one finger, trying to mimic music that I heard on the radio, playing by ear, and play with one finger, two fingers, and two hands. Then it just grew to be the main instrument now. But it's a host of percussion instruments as well. So it's just a joy actually just to do the music, man.
Paula, I know you're impressed already.
Oh, my gosh, I am. I am. I got, like, loads and loads of questions for you. But one statement, one question I do want to ask is, and I'm not going to get real deep in my questions right now on the show because I'd like to interview you for my own show.
Cool.
So I'm going to ask some basic, questions, and when we do my show, if you consent, we're going to get deep.
All right.
All right. One of the questions I was going to ask you is, how did you know? What was it that told you that music was going to be your language?
I like that question. Actually, it didn't dawn on me until I was like 14.
Ah.
To know that this was going to be it. I was actually in church in the choir one morning, and I did my thing of leading the songs or whatever. But then cousin Lisa came to me, and she said, "Reggie, let's start a group." I just laughed in her face and just walked off. But it kind of hit me that why have all the talent to do what you do and not do anything with it? And then that day I went home and wrote a song in, 20 minutes. And from that point on, I was like, I feel the passion. This is what I want to do. This is where I want to be. I feel free doing this. So it just got to the point that at that point, December 14th of 1984, that's when I knew.
My goodness. You know what? I'm listening to you, and I'm imagining things. And I know, I tell people sometimes, because, I said my muse is my pimp. Because when I get the inspiration, I'll be laying in bed, and my muse will wake me up and say, okay, you got to write down these chords, all right? You hear melody
right
in your head, all
right?
Exactly. You got to write this down, or lyrics or something. You're like, you got to write this down. No, you can't say this for later because it's not going to feel the same. It's not going to mean the same. You
exactly.
Playing that many instruments, I know your muse kicks your butt.
At 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I get up with inspiration, and there it is. I don't know where it comes from, why, and what wakes me up, but there it is.
I know that's right.
Well, we have a caller, extra caller, on line 3 here, 267, area code 267.
Oh, this is Maurice Weather of Philadelphia.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up, Mark?
How are you? How are you, Reggie?
I'm well, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just listened to the show, want to hear more about the music and more about your nonprofit.
Okay.
Well, go on, Reggie. You can talk about your nonprofit, too.
Anytime.
This is your show.
You said I can talk?
Well, the nonprofit is called Welcome to Forever. We are a nationally 501c3 organization based here in Houston, Texas, but also we have our second office in Philly and the third in Atlanta. The organization is actually dealing with the point of battered women, battered children, homelessness, job training, and social and community empowerment, health issues, and creating jobs for those less fortunate to try to get us to a better revelation in life.
Cool. And I want y'all to check them out too. What's the website again?
Yeah.
The website to check us out for the music, the nonprofit, and everything else is welcometoforever.com. That's welcome with the number 2.
Okay.
Forever.com. Because where two or more are gathered in God's name, that's where He is too. So that's the whole concept behind everything.
What we're going to do, I'm going to listen to one of the first songs. So, Paula can get a feel because I done already heard it, and I got a big feel. This song is called Into You, the Seduction Mix. Reggie, go on and explain it, bro.
Into You, the Seduction Mix. That's a joint that I wrote with the assistance from a special friend of mine, Tina. She knows who she is. It's talking about the point of when you first meet someone and they've been through heartache, heartbreak, and pain. And here you come along, and you want to get to know that person. But she's a little afraid to open up and let you in. So it gets to the point of you saying, I want to get into you, into your mind and your soul. Everything else will come, but I want to get into your mind and your soul and your spirit and feel your vibe first. Let me get into you. And once we get to know each other, everything else will progress to where it needs to be. There's no need to rush. As my grandmother would say, let it marinate.
Mm-hmm.
You can't rush a good pot of greens. You got to let it simmer. It's going to take its time and let you know when it's ready. So at that point, you just sit back, relax, and chill, enjoy the vibe, and what's going to be is going to be. It'll let you know when it's ready for you to take the next level.
And the way you have it spelled is the letter N, the number 2, and the letter U. Into You.
Yeah.
By Reggie Hamilton. And thank you, caller.
Right here in the basement of Snellville, Georgia, where I saw you and I heard you for the first time, but most deaf, not the last, not the last. Taz, T-A-Z is vicious on the recorder and notorious with the beats that creep from the speakers into your ears, turning them into sweeters and seekers of the heat from melodic rhythms that scare you, then wear you like denim. Hit them up on the web, listen up on MySpace. For ATAZP recorded live in the studio.
Okay, Reggie. I got one question. Well, I know Paula know one question. Was that live, the girl moaning, or was it memory?
That was live.
My
that
man. My man, so it down. I like that.
Tina, you know who you are, yeah.
My goodness, that track was some work. That was some work. How many vocal tracks did you use?
The vocal tracks we used on that was 4.
Really?
Mhm.
Oh my gosh, it sounded like 6 or 8. That's some fantastic stuff.
Thank you.
I wanted to learn more about your organization, but first I have another question that's just getting ready to fly right out of my head.
Okay.
My goodness, it's gone. So we'll go to your organization. I want to hear more about your organization.
Okay.
You say it's for battered women.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And go ahead.
Dealing with the issues of battered women, battered children. And homelessness and trying to get people with job skills and job training. It started with the concept of me talking to a homeless guy back in 1990, who happens to be the name of Willie. And at that time, we just sat down talking for a bit, because I'm a people person, so it got to the point we just sat down and talking. And he just started talking about the different things that happened in his life and what caused him to get to the point of where he was to be homeless. And that made me look at myself as saying, I'm blessed by the grace of God, that could have been me. So at that point, by talking with him and becoming cool with him, we talked every day when I used to work downtown. I was in working in accounting for the past 20 years. That's what I've been doing. And the brother and I, just every time when I was in transit going home or at lunchtime or whatever, we sit there and chit-chat. And he'd tell me how his day was going on, looking for a job, blah, blah, blah. But through the essence of time from 1990 till now, the company has changed names, changed ideas, ideals, and goals and whatnot. So it's gotten to the point where it's broadened its horizons from just being a homeless mission at first, which it was an incubus of. But now it's the point where it encompasses battered women, battered children, those who don't have a job, those who are coming out of jail, those who need to have some kind of assistance in what way that other persons aren't able to help. Whether it's the point of empowerment, saying, young brother, young sister, you don't need to do this, do that to make it. I know Wendy's may not be paying much, but let's do something else. Let's flip it compared to doing the negative to do something positive in your life. Because no matter who you are, there's always somebody watching you, so you're always going to be a role model to somebody, whether knowingly or unknowingly. So with that, you can get to a point of any person who comes to the organization or through our network of affiliates, they can boldly say with their head up, chest out, proclaiming to God and to the world, saying, welcome to my forever. My new beginning starts today because of me coming in contact with Reggie or with other affiliates that or the persons within this organization, directly or indirectly, I've gotten to a new state of mind, a new state of being, a new state of understanding, so I can boldly say, welcome to forever. My new beginning starts today. What inspired me was watching people, watching the news, just looking at life and going through myself. To the point where God humbles you, and you have to sit back and take the acknowledgement of Him, and He forces you to take an internal look at yourself in retrospect, but also take an in-depth look of Him, and say, "This is where I need you to be. This is what I want you to do. I know I blessed you with the music, conversation, this, that, whatever, but forget all of that. This is what I want you to do." For me, it's not about you anymore. It never was about you. You were always part of my plan, but just because you thought it was about you, let me break you down and help you to understand something. So with that, he broke me down to the point of, okay, here's yours. Whatever you need me to do, here I am. And you want me to utilize all the gifts you've given me and all the talents you've given me to use, let me go help your people to get to you. And let me do something for somebody, because, like it says in Scripture, faith without works is dead. You can talk all day long, but if you're not working to try to help somebody to do something, then what's the point? What's your purpose?
Right.
We can all do music. We can all sing, do comedy, this, that, whatever vice we choose. But let's take that and flip it to help somebody to do something else in a positive frame.
Really admirable.
Okay, let it flow, Reggie. I got to go back to the music. Let it flow. Go on and explain that.
All right. Let it flow. That's when I was madly, madly, madly in love. I was gone. Nose wide open, just gone. And I actually wrote that in 20 minutes just in the point of waking up from a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be self-explanatory, so you can just go ahead and let it go.
Let it flow, Reggie Hamilton.
upon our first hello, you've invaded and intrigued my mind. Who'd ever thought it would be you that I would find? Intelligence, warmth, and attention you convey with a sincere and impeccable style. Just the tone of your voice within itself makes me smile. You stimulate and move me in ways that I thought that I would never feel again. You make me stop to wonder and reflect upon things and ask the question of, damn, where have you been? Can this be right? Can this be real? What is this feeling for you that I feel? How is it that in such a short space and time, you have captured every essence of my body, spirit, soul, and mind? What is it about you? Is it the essence and the aura that exudes? I really can't put my finger on it, but keep on doing what you do. Sublime conversations, ones that touch the soul. There's always a feeling of comfort when the vibes take control. Your spirit haunts me. For every waking moment I spend thinking of you. I don't know how you've tapped into my emotions, but damn, it's cool. Utopia you brought me, and that too I shall give in return. You have excited, stimulated, captivated, and intrigued me. So guess what? Now it's my turn. Yes, my walls of defense are up, but slowly they're starting to fall. Inside of me is a world to be given, a treasure chest, if you will, full of many of life's pleasures and jewels to be acquired, but only if you're real. Yes, there's a lot that this man has to offer, and so much more to give. You're on the brink of something that's all that and some more. But it's upon you to knock, and upon my invitation for you to open the door. Are you ready? Are you ready to receive all that can be given to you beyond your wildest dreams? Just relax yourself, indulge your mind, and let all of your inhibitions go while we partake of each other, and just mentally, emotionally, spiritually, socially, physically, sensually, seductively, slowly, let it flow.
Got some spoken word in him too, huh?
That was a nice delivery.
Thank you, Queen. Thank you.
Yeah, and captivating too.
Let it flow.
Oh yeah. We got to talk.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said,
most definitely. I would love to.
You did 3 years of violin playing in the orchestra.
Right.
Don't explain that experience.
I was in the Memphis City Orchestra for 3.5 years, and I was playing second violin. Got a chance to play some great pieces, Bach, Beethoven, and whatnot. But it was a good experience. It's a good experience. It's a foundation that started me with everything that you see me doing and that you hear me doing now. It actually built the culture, the Renaissance man that you talk to. It gave me the sense of there's something more than this box that I'm confined in. It gave me a broader space to work out in, to be all that you see today. So the orchestra, the violin, the second violin, winning the awards and whatnot, and the solo ensemble festivals and all that. They were good experiences. I really actually wouldn't mind picking up the violin again and start playing somewhere, just train for about a year or two and get back into the symphony and doing that again. Maybe do like one or two shows doing that.
So what would you say your sound is? I mean, you go to different levels. You probably jazz, then you funk, then you R&B. What do you call yourself? What classification is your music in?
I actually call it R&B fusion.
Okay.
You know how grandma would always take whatever she had in the house and put it in a stew? And the stew was good as hell. So it's to the point where you take the R&B, the jazz, the pop, the classical, the funk, the reggae, the old school, neo soul, the classic R&B from the 50s, 60s, and whatnot, and going back to the 20s and everything else that I've been influenced by, the rock, the heavy metal, the house, the techno, whatever, all the different genres. It's like in the South, they have a gumbo. So it's like a musical gumbo that you have a touch of everything, a taste of everything. So you have, where you have the music, you have me. Because I'm not just what you think I am. I'm not just what you see. I'm not just what you hear. I'm a little bit of that. I'm a little bit of this. I'm a little bit of that, whatever. Everything is abstract with me. You get what you want from it, but there's always so much more. Like I say, you could actually just wade in the water of life along the beach and just kick around into the shallow points of just being superficial and what have you. But in the music and with me, you can go past the breakwaters and dive into the abyss of who Reggie Hamilton is and get to understand the music, get to understand the man, the mission, the so on and so forth of Reggie Hamilton. But as you dive into the abyss, you find so many different discoveries and new discoveries that are brighter and better things to encounter as you engage with me musically, physically, and personally. So it's a musical fusion. R&B fusion.
Cool.
No boundaries. No boundaries. I love that. I love that. And you know what? It's when you're that deep, that heavy, you usually hold up a mirror to those people that you meet. And at most times, there are opportunities where they get the chance to see that they feel empowered by you. And they figure out, well, if he can do this, and they still haven't really jumped into that abyss. They're looking at you from a superficial point, and they haven't jumped all the way in, but the water's waist high.
Right.
Now, they're thinking, hey, you know what? I can do this. And,
right.
And my father always had a saying, you know, about quitting. He said that as long as you're trying, then you're not quitting. You don't
exactly.
quit until you stop trying.
Exactly. Yeah. And it also goes to the old age point of I'm my brother's keeper. So if I'm encouraging myself to go do something, and by me doing it or other persons before me doing it that have who've encouraged me, it's the point, let me come back and get you, whether I got to tug you, pull you, or put you in a wheelbarrow and just cart you along the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's the point that, yeah, it can be done, but the ways and how the means may not be knowledgeable to you.
Mm-hmm.
But let's find a way together in whatever way we can to get you to
right.
the next level that you need to be.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be music. You know,
no.
I mean, God created man as a spiritual being. So it's their spirit
very
that
much so.
He wants to serve them. To
very
serve
much
him.
So.
And so in that, you don't know where, you know, what it is that feeds your spirit. So it doesn't necessarily have to be, they don't have to be artistic. They can be just eloquent. Or they could be a good organizer, but there's something in everybody. And
exactly.
People encourage, people need people. You know,
but it's all the point of everybody knowing what's the key to unlock themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point. What is it that you're, what is your thing, your it thing? What is your thing that's inside of you? What is your special gift that you like to do, that you love to do, that you're passionate about? Can you
right.
find that one thing to unlock that thing
right.
of whatever
right.
it is to live? And once you unlock it, that's it. It's over. Welcome to forever.
Mm-hmm.
he threw that back at me.
He's so poetic, but I feel him. I said, the spirit is so spiritual, and that's what makes, you know, music the most viable vehicle for you to express yourself and to reach people.
And speaking of spiritual, have you done any gospel songs of inspiration?
That I have. Yeah. Like I said, actually, I started actually singing in the church choir. and playing musician, being a musician in the choir and all that too. I actually, I'm in talks right now with some gospel musicians here in Houston and some others across the city who actually have said they wanted to do some collaborations, whether it be spiritual jazz or be vocals. So that's coming soon, very, very soon.
And also, I think I remember hearing about you through G. Wright, one of my close friends who I'm just, you know, down with for real. He's like a baby brother to me, so.
Yeah. G. Wright, that's my boy right there. We've actually worked together on his project while he was recording some stuff, and actually we teamed up in trying to get his project out in the stores, and we actually got it released in 43 countries for him, for his label. So that was a joint project that we did together for him. So it was a, it was a great pleasure working with him. Yeah.
And I'm doing some stuff with now on his new one.
Huh?
I'm doing some stuff with him now on his new one, getting ready to come out.
Cool. When is it coming out?
He said during the summertime. He's got like 12 tracks of mine and 6 or 7 other tracks of some other artists on him.
That's what's up. Last I talked to him, he was over in Japan on tour over there. I think that was about a couple months ago. So yeah.
Yeah, he's back home now. He, matter of fact, he came down to Atlanta about last month and came to visit.
Cool. Yeah. That's what's up.
When You Need Love, Part 1, I don't even need to ask you, but When You Need Love, Part 1, Mr. Hamilton, go on and explain.
When You Need a Love, a song that I wrote when I was 14 years old. I wrote the lyrics when I was 14 years old. Didn't know what love was, but I felt it. Wrote the lyrics for 20 minutes sitting at this kitchen table while Mom was just yelling across the house. So wrote the lyrics, and then a couple years later just did the music and went to the studio for a couple of hours and just played everything, did all the vocals, produced the whole thing, just went in a matter of like 7 hours. Got the song done, produced, arranged, and the whole thing, and came out. A little story behind that. That same night, we went to a local radio station. They were having like a little slam it or jam it contest kind of thing, whereas you pick the song and choose what percentage is going to win, what percentage is going to lose, or what have you. We actually got on the radio. He bumped us out, bumped another guy out of position to get me in. We got on air that night live, like we're doing tonight. And we actually won. With 67%, we actually won. And I announced that night that the CD, the single, was actually going to be in stores that following Monday. At that point, the single, just to test the water to see what I can do, because that was my first release, the single sold out twice in 1 week. So it did very, very well, and that song has still been doing well to this very day.
Oh, that's ear candy. I want to hear.
Here we go. when you need love.
I'm just twisting. I'm wondering how the heck did I miss that tune?
Now, how do you go through the process of putting it together?
That particular song or just in general?
Just in general. I just want to know how you go about doing, you know, if you're going to make a beat, do you be humming it in your head, or do you just have an idea that I want to do it like this, or I just want to know how you go through the creative process, you know?
Really, it varies. Particular songs, like, I mean, it may get to a point where I might write the lyrics. I might be just jotting whatever down in poetic form. Then it may get to a point I may just do the music first. Or at some point I find myself walking around, just doing odds and ends or errands or at work or whatever. And the entire song would come to me at one time, music, lyrics, arrangement, the whole thing, as if I'm hearing it on the radio, but it hasn't been done yet. So someone will come to me just like that, delivered here, there it is. It's many times I'll be to a point where I'm up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning knowing I got to go to sleep, but I can't. So it gets to a point where I'm just driven just to complete this, and it might get to a point where I got this idea, I have to get it, I got to get it. I can't find paper anywhere, so I get my cell phone and record it, just a snippet of it. You know, so I get a snippet of it and just record it, and I keep it for whenever I need it again. There's an idea that may become a song, whether 2 months down the road or 2 weeks or two days or whatever. But it varies from song to song. It may be a point where I get a jazz tune that's in my head that, like I got one for the new CD coming out, that's for the Evolution CD coming out later on this fall, that just came to me as total song. I didn't have to break it down. I didn't have to discover anything else. There it was. We Need the Love came, like I said, in lyrical form. I wrote that listening to an old school Howard Hewitt song that he came out with, and Your Love to Me is Very Serious. I mimicked the arrangement from Howard Hewitt to write that song at the kitchen table.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
But then I changed the arrangement to make it mine.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you about the arrangement.
Yeah, I changed it to make it mine, to get my feel of it instead of trying to be somebody else.
Right.
Because at 14 years old, that's all I knew. But then as the song progressed and years later, I went into the studio like 10 years later and just played around with some stuff. And a friend of mine who actually, her brother was the bass player for Al Green at that time. He took a demo of it overseas. And people overseas were in the club. He said, told the DJ, play this. Don't tell them who it is, what it is, whatever. Just play this. And back in the day, when a cassette form, he put it in the cassette player, played it in the club. Everybody just stopped, went to the DJ, started rushing the booth, asking, who is that? I'll pay $200 for that. Who is it? Where can I get it? He came back and told me about it. I was sitting there in awe. So at that point, I knew there was something to the song. So I was like, okay, let me pursue this for real, for real. Let me see really what I can do. Instead of just playing with it, let me dive into this. So here I am today. And then we got a video out of that song because somebody believed in what I was doing, and they did the video for free.
Cool.
And that's on BET right now, on BETJ. So all of you listening, pick it up in the stores, go to BET, request it, go online, check it out. There it is.
Wow. When you,
look, we got a 10 minutes.
Say it again?
I said we got 10 minutes to just ask them your final and last question.
I'm just really, really amazed and blown away by your talent. I was thinking when I was listening to that song, when Barry White died, I was talking to a group of women, and they were talking about their children, those that they made on certain songs of his. you know, the children that were born as a result of. And I was just thinking that, and I said, oh, my goodness, if all of those children came back to you, it's okay. Because that's one romantic song. Very smooth. Very smooth. My head is off to you, man. You're just awesome. You know, I really, and I was thinking also while I was listening to the song, I'm like, I am so glad that you were willing to allow yourself to be used at such an early age and not be dissuaded. I mean, your passion, even though you didn't recognize it as a passion, you know, developing at such a young age and never standing fast, because from what I've heard, I think those tracks, and I am going to buy online to purchase some of your CDs after this interview, I think that they have such a contribution to, along with your organization. And when we do my show, I'm gonna get with you after this. Okay, you'll be hearing from me because I want to, when I launch my network in June, I want to have whatever you have about your organization there, and we'll do a feature of your music, you know, on another one of the channels. But all of it together is so full circle that, I mean, once you get in that circle, holding hands in that circle, just being a part of that circle, you can't help but to be empowered.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you. It's just a point. It's about doing what we have to do. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's a bigger thing.
And that, you know, that humility shows in your conversation. And strangely enough, even with the titles of the tracks that we heard, there's nothing that really points to self in your music. There's still a humility that's recognized in your music as well. And I think that's one of the elements of your music that really warms my heart.
I appreciate that. Thank you. It's also the point that I like to invite both of you to come to Philadelphia September 12th. The city of Philadelphia is actually having us to come to co-sponsor an event for the children, a youth rally going on in Philadelphia at Fairmont Park. So if you can, come up there, check us out. We're co-sponsoring the event, and it's for the music and for the nonprofit and everything else. So I'd graciously like to invite both of you to come.
Well, thank you. I'm going to try to see if I can make it there.
Yeah,
for real.
See if we can. I'd really like that. As a matter of fact, the inaugural launch of my network is going to be a focus on the children. It's going to be, I guess what we're going to call it, Save the Children. It's like, all right, we're going to lose another generation of children. So it's a focus on children. So it's more conversation that, you know, you and I need to have about your organization. You know,
I love
it.
And also, Reggie, I'm going to try to get him to come to the house party this year, Paula.
You got to come.
Cool. When?
Yeah, you have got to come.
It's Columbus Day weekend, that Saturday before Columbus Day.
That'll work.
That Saturday. I'll let you know and send you an email invite.
It'd be good to come back to the A.
Yeah. Get some good food and bring you some extra CDs so you can sell them. Because people going to want them.
That's what's up.
Oh, yeah.
The last song that I got by Reggie is Relax. And I think it's self-explanatory, but I'm going to let Reggie go on and tell us what it means.
Well, Relax. Just like the other song, Spellbound. It's the point of when you get into that point where you're at peace with yourself, with that person that you're with, and there's no hostility, there's no confrontation, you both vibe. There's a major vibe together where you complete each other's sentences, where you laugh and enjoy each other immensely. There's no fake, there's no pretend. You're being real with that person. That person's being real with you in turn. And there's a major form of reciprocity going on between the two. You just relax. You don't have to force it. You don't have to push it. Just relax, and it comes to you like the ocean caressing the shore. It's to a point where you just, it's tranquil. That person just thinking about them, talking to them, just whether the email or text or this, that, whatever, it's the point of talking to another twin soul.
Right.
And you just relax and flow.
I want to thank you again, Reggie, for being on the show. Like I said, I looked at your MySpace page and was totally impressed, and read your bio and was totally impressed. The music is hot. I like what you're doing with your organization and your charity, which is big of you to do that. And like you said, it's not about you. It's about giving back, and I'm impressed with that as well. Thank you, Paula, for being on the show, as usual, my partner in prison. Paula, we're going to end with relax, and I'll be back on this show on Friday night, which is a special night, and I'll be doing 2 hours of no spins that I recorded in the studio some time back. Talk to y'all later. Peace.
Great. Hey. Take it easy, Reggie. I'll be emailing.
You too.